And now, Missouri Medical Focus, a regular feature on KBIA, produced by the Communications Department of University of Missouri Healthcare.
University of Missouri Children's Hospital's Injury Prevention Program works to educate children and families on safety in order to prevent childhood injuries and death. With me today on Missouri Medical Focus is Michelle Imes, Pediatric Injury Prevention and Outreach Coordinator at Children's Hospital. Michelle, looking at the Safe Kids website, there are literally millions of kids injured each year, and many of these injuries are preventable. What are some of the areas that you focus on in terms of injury prevention?
We focus on a variety of areas. Home safety, dealing with poison and fall prevention and fire safety in the home. Motor vehicle and vehicle, dealing with passenger and in and around car safety. Water safety, sports safety is a new grant that we picked up this last year to focus on concussion awareness and overuse injuries, as well as bike and pedestrian safety are the focus areas that we...
Let's talk about concussion. I know that's a really big or hot button topic. How are you working to prevent concussions with respect to young athletes?
So last year we were able to work with CYFL and gain 90 CYFL head coaches to go through about an hour and a half clinic.
CYFL?
Columbia Youth Football League. Okay. And with that, we just talked about the signs and symptoms of concussion, building a little bit more awareness of what a concussion is and how it affects the brain, and when in doubt, sit them out, which is a really important focus in that area, so that the children can play longer and have as well more opportunity to stay focused in school as well.
What about in the household? I would imagine that's a big area that you deal with in terms of trying to prevent injuries.
So we just got done actually working with the Home and Lifestyle Show, and we focused on poison prevention at that show, where we showed two different bottles, one with candy in it and one with actually the poison or the pills, and tried to educate the children as well as the family members on always keeping labels and making sure that the pills stay in the correct labels and keeping those pills out of reach from children.
And when you were saying candy and poison, I'm assuming that a lot of these poisons look very similar to the candies that a kid might be used to.
Correct. So if you were looking at, for instance, a liquid apple juice versus Pine Sol, they look a lot alike. So keeping those in the correct labels, keeping Pine Sol in a storage where you cannot get into as a child, so that they don't get confused that is not apple juice.
You actually work with different organizations to be able to provide bicycle helmets for children, is that correct?
Yeah, the Kohl's Cares program, which is through our local Kohl's department stores, actually, and the corporation help us provide bike helmets and car seats to the community for eligibility-based individuals, as well as when we do different events, we give away those resources to the community to help keep them safe. Waltz Bike also partners up with us with the bicycle safety and helps provide the education and making sure that those helmets are fitted and correctly worn.
Do you see car seats or the lack of car seats? Is that really an issue right now?
Motor vehicle safety is obviously the number one importance, especially with being so close to I-70 and the highway, that we do see a lot of incorrect use for child safety restraints. Every fourth Friday of the month, we actually provide the community in Boone County an inspection station over at the Columbia Fire Department. So we check car seats all day long, as well as provide car seats to people who cannot afford them.
Mm-hmm. And so in other words, it's not necessarily that car seats aren't being used, but possibly they're not installed correctly.
Correct, yes.
Or the belts are not adjusted.
Or the children have outgrown the car seat or are not in a booster seat at the required age limit or height.
You're listening to Missouri Medical Focus on KBIA 91.3 FM. And we're discussing pediatric prevention and outreach. Michelle, summer's coming on. Water safety is probably up there on your list of things to talk to parents about. What are some of the areas that you focus on with respect to water safety?
So we think it's important for parents alike with children to be alert around the water. Drowning is a big concern for our community since we're around rivers and lakes. And making sure that you don't take for granted that if the water's only 2 to 3 inches deep, that your child is safe. A child can drown in 2 inches of water. So just being alert around water is one of the main focuses we try to encourage parents to be. We also encourage swim lessons, getting familiar with water. We work with Mockins Swim School, and we work with them in trying to educate children on water safety itself, as well as provide life jackets to the community so that we are able to make sure when they go out on the lake that they are properly prepared.
Right, and how important is that with respect to life jackets, to make sure that the life jacket actually fits and is appropriate for the age and weight of the child?
Knowing those weight limits, getting that life jacket properly fitted is crucial to their safety.
Much like bicycle helmets, car seats, and life jackets, you do these kinds of checks at your events?
We do it at our events. Education is key for our program. So yes, we provide resources, but with that, we provide the education for proper usage.
I understand you have an event that's upcoming. Yes. That you want to highlight. What is the event that we're talking
Safe
about?
Kids Discovery Day is right around the corner. It's on Saturday, June 8th from 9:30 to 12:30 over at the Women's and Children's Hospital, 404 Keene Street in the Pavilion parking lot. It's a great event. It's a carnival-style event that actually goes through all these focus areas that we were just talking about today, where the kids get to interact within those areas to kind of build reinforcement on why it's so important for that safety, and the parents also get some education as well.
The event itself, it's free and open to the public?
It is free and open to the public.
And you had mentioned not only Safe Kids Day, but where you're checking car seats on a monthly basis at the Columbia Fire Department. And some of the other questions that a parent might have with respect to safety, how would they be able to get in touch with you? Is there a website and a phone number that you can give that someone might be able to access this information or to ask questions if they would have it?
Yes. If you went to muhealth.org/safekids, you would be able to get all that information there. We also have a related link to the Cole Safety Store on that website so that you can look at the resources that we provide. Plus, on that site, we have the educational material and where you can schedule your appointment for your car seat checkup.
And again, that Safe Kids Day that's coming up is?
Saturday, June 8th from 9:30 to 12:30.
At Women's and Children's Hospital on Keene Street. That's my time for now. I'd like to thank Michelle for being my guest. For Missouri Medical Focus, I'm Jeff Helscher.
Missouri Medical Focus is a service of University Hospital and Clinics.